So the Minnesota Twins were represented at the All-Star game by Louis Arise and Byron Buxton, who started in center field. Mm-hmm. And I believe had at least two at-bats, did he not? At least two?
I believe so.
What are you talking about? At-bats. At Detroit?
No, in the All-Star, All-Star game.
Oh, in the All-Star game, yes. The All-Star game.
And the next morning, he had an injection in his knee that was pre-planned, causing him to miss at least the two games in Detroit we don't know about tonight. Do you approve?
No.
It was really odd. I know I saw the quote from Rocco saying, well, we knew how much playing in that game meant to Byron. How about playing in the games you get paid for? Doesn't that count? I don't know. Now, the Twins kind of saved him by going and kicking Detroit's ass two games in a row.
And I was wondering if that was part of it as well, knowing that Detroit is so feeble right now.
Well, they can't score runs.
Yeah, but last time they played them, they lost 4 out of 5 or 3 out of 5.
Oh, that's a good point. I didn't even remember that.
So, yeah, I mean, it was just, I wasn't surprised that he didn't play Saturday, but I was surprised that they had to fess up and say they gave him an injection of the knee right after he finished playing the All-Star game that was pre-planned. So that was kind of odd. We haven't seen a lineup for tonight yet to see if he's in there.
Will Sano be in the lineup?
That's going to be interesting. Boy, is that a quandary, because I've never seen a team less in a hurry to call somebody up who was supposedly one of their key players than this guy. It's going to be they're going to have to kind of smooth it over till August 2nd, which is the trading deadline. Mm-hmm. And when that's over, they'll know who they have.
That's a week from today.
Yeah. Then when that's over, they'll know who they have and whether they should keep him or let him go or what should they do. I can't see them. You know what I said? Kepler's banged up a little bit. Maybe we could put him in right field. What do you think?
He's got experience.
That's right.
What I said. Yes.
I tweeted that.
God. Remember that experiment.
And I was very happy to see that at least 12 or 13 of the respondents didn't get the joke.
Now, you know? Remind me, that was a Terry Ryan production, wasn't
it? Okay, 2015 he comes up. He's their MVP after playing only 82 games, right?
Yes.
I think he played 80 or 82. He comes up July 2nd. And he's really good until the last month he cooled off because he was trying to hit home runs to get that total up there. But he was really good. But in the process, he had discovered the wonders of big league meal money and had put on about 12 or 15 in 3 months. So they decided that he was too young to be a DH, right? He was only 23 or something. So then they had Plouffe coming off his best year to play third.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd never played first then. And, they didn't have Joe. Joe was gone. But he had never played first. And they needed a right fielder. So they came up with the idea of having a 280-pound right fielder.
Mm-hmm.
Frank Howard was a 280-pound right fielder, but he was also 6'9", So it was a disaster. I'll never forget talking to Ortiz at March, because it was his last year, getting ready for his last year. How stupid are these Twins? He can't play right field, It will never work. It will never work, he's telling us on that spring.
What, is Sano heavy now?
He looked, light for him is 275.
Right.
So he looked to be in pretty good shape when I saw him in St. Paul. Damn near 3 weeks ago now, wasn't he? Over there almost 3 weeks, but I saw him in St. Paul. I only saw him in St. Paul, though I didn't talk to him in St. Paul, because he turned down my requests. Yes,
That Royce, you're just going to write about me being fat, is what he's going to say.
No, I think Royce used to write about me batting 93 was the problem.
Ah.
Right. That's his batting average when he returns, Joe.
93.
Mm-hmm. That's not good when it just... when you don't have to throw in a You just can use.
And Milwaukee ain't Detroit.
No, Milwaukee's got a decent club.
Right? Not much hitting, but they have good pitching. Although tonight they're starting some rookie. I never heard of a guy named Small who had made one previous start and wasn't good. I don't know why they're doing that. And then they get Burns, the defending Cy Young Award winner tomorrow. So.
Well, you know what Rocco's doing is, well, these are only a two-game series, then we get Thursday off. That would give Buck another day off.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the old Gardy thing.
Hell,
yeah.
He'll need to go back to spring training. He'll be off so much.
Well, that was Gardy with Joe. He'd if I give him Wednesday off, I give him today off, then tomorrow's an off day.
Yeah.
So then I can give him 2 days off, and my theory is I can play him today because tomorrow's an off day, right?
That's, even that's if what I would
play
do.
Him. That's the way I always saw it. But anyway, yes, it will be interesting to see if Buck makes it to the. He will have now had 4, 5, 6 days since the injection of whatever they're doing. Somebody said they're discussing the possibility of it's swelling.
They're calling it chronic.
Tendonitis under the platelet, right? Underneath the cover
the
of the
patella.
The patella, that's right. Which is the kneecap, right? Kneecap. So they have now admitted it's chronic?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, well, so this is it then, huh?
Yep.
They were talking about surgery, but if it's chronic, how does surgery cure that? I mean, lessen it some way?
Pat, I was looking up the hashtag Minnesota Twins in an effort to find the lineup to see if either Buxton or Sano was going to be in it this evening. The first thing that pops up on Twitter, from the Twins Almanac, one of my favorite accounts to follow, Kirby Puckett robbed Lou Whitaker of a would-be go-ahead home run on this date in 1985. Preserving the save for Ron Davis.
All right.
Puck stole Davis from another blown save.
I don't think RD was traded till 86, though, right? Or was he traded in 85?
Oh, I guess I don't know. I just assumed.
I can't remember. Yeah. I can't remember if that might have been one of his last saves or not.
How was Cooperstown, Dad?
Outstanding. It was, it has. Since we were there, which, by the way, is only 20 years ago,
isn't
right?
That something?
'01.
Wow, was it that long?
Yeah, Puck was.
Yeah, you're right.
Puck was 01.
Because he went in with Winnie, right? They both went in the same year?
Yeah. Winnie, by the way, long-winded when we were there on that Sunday, long-winded again, introducing Bud Fowler.
Really?
I'll talk about that. But, it was. It's changed a whole lot. Price-wise and everything, they really...
Did you see the old Babe Ruth guy walking around?
Did not see him this time.
That was eerie, man. That guy looked like Babe Ruth.
Yeah, and they had... the parade was coming at 6 o'clock on Saturday night, and it was 90-some degrees there, and people were out there sitting at 2 o'clock in the afternoon in chairs, man.
Ooh. Wow.
Wow, to see the various Hall of Famers waving. They had about 4 or 5 of them didn't show up because of the COVID, Derek Jeter and a few other guys. And then so they didn't have their usual outpouring. But I was telling Chris that I think Tony's handlers messed up.
Oh, yeah?
I think he practiced a speech, and they gave him a speech to make.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Chris they should have given him a list of 10 people that he didn't want to forget and say, go get him, Tony, because he's spontaneously, he's fine. But he lost his place on the speech a couple of times, and it got a little... Meanwhile, he got caught up there. He was the smoothest talker of all time. But Tony did okay. It's just that...
You wanted to see Tony.
Yeah, I did more than Tony. I with Tony's language issue in the sense of his still thick accent, he thinks, you got to let him be confident. He was not confident because he was trying to stick to that, they just relax. I just hope, man, he's tired out. He's got people coming at him from 100 angles. You can just see it, and... I hope he's taking 2 weeks off.
He's 84 years old.
Yeah, he is. With bad, he's got the new knees, but they're still the bad knees. So.
Right.
But it was great. Yeah, it was. Here's the trouble with baseball. We all agree that if you can screw up a one-car parade, they can do it,
yes,
right?
That's it.
Now, you got a Hall of Fame. You got seven people. You got three live ones.
Mm-hmm.
Cott, Tony, David Ortiz.
Right.
You got Bud Fowler, who's been dead since 1915. Mm-hmm. Was a first a black player, apparently. Played for what they considered a major league team back then. Whatever. And he born in Cooperstown, and this veterans, these historians decide to get Bud in. So they give Winnie the role as a Hall of Famer, the role of introducing Bud Fowler mm-hmm. to the crowd. It's 90-some degrees. He's the second one going up. You've just listened to Cott. And instead of having some nice historian write a four-minute speech for him, they let Winnie to his own devices. And the Sabre is this outfit that's, you know, these baseball historians, and they yeah. write these long biographies of people
mm-hmm.
that you can find on their website. Winnie basically is reading the Sabre thing. It took him 20 minutes.
Oh, man.
He was up there for 20 minutes for Bud Fowler, who's the second guy of the day, and immediately you got everybody in the crowd looking at their cell phones to see what time it is, and right off the bat. And then they bring up Minnie Minosa's widow.
Oh, no.
Now, Minnie, somebody could have got up. Mike Vec could have come up and done 8 minutes of great Minnie Minosa tales and sat down, or get right. somebody like that. The widow, God love her, couldn't stop. She was one of... She ended the speech. Everybody got up. She started talking again.
Oh, no.
She ended the speech, talked again. She went 20 minutes.
That's too bad.
That's 40 minutes for
Fowler and
Minosa. Winnie could have been a Fowler who nobody... We want 5 minutes on Bud Fowler. Right. Thank you. He doesn't have any relatives.
Right.
No relatives.
Because they're all dead, too.
Yeah. They don't... You know, nobody knows who he is, but we could do 20 minutes. You think the NFL... would screw up their no. Hall of Fame
How
ceremony.
Long did Tony like, speak?
Tony went 15, 16.
Yeah.
But he did not carry out his threat. He was asked, I think Koufax asked him, how long are you speaking, Tony? And he said, 45 minutes, one for every year it took me to get here.
No, that's great.
Pretty good. Yes, that's Tony.
Right.
Instead of trying to read a speech, but... So, you know, by the time Tony gets up, we're damn near an hour into the thing already, mm-hmm. and it should have been 30 minutes into the thing. Because they told us they're not showing the videos because there's a storm in the offing. They got to mm-hmm. be in a hurry. Well, you got to tell people, hey, we're gonna start playing organ music or something after about 8 minutes here, Mrs. Minosa. So, you know.
They needed the hook.
Yeah, they did. You got to have the hook.
Nice trap door.
You got to do the Oscar thing. Start
playing
the music. What
did Ortiz do? How many minutes?
I was gone.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I listened to our guys and got out of Dodge.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't going to write anything about it anyway. I was not exactly. You know, everything I wrote on that trip, on my cell phone.
Really?
Which was okay, because you could write in the notes, until I was in the car trying to write about Sunday's thing. Going boom, 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 and your fingers going around like this, you know. every word I had to correct six times.
You know, we mentioned...
Did you write it as a text message or an email?
On your phone, there's notes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
A notebook.
You do notes, and then you hit it about 12 times, and what you want to come up finally comes up, and then you send it as an email.
You know, yes. We mentioned this earlier today in GL.
Oh, notes. I
Joe would have brought the yellow legal tablet to cover that, wouldn't he have?
Just yes, like but you still got to you gotta get it in there. It would have been, it was okay. I got to, did I tell you this? Bob Fowler's son is still in Utica.
Right.
So I had dinner with him on... He died in 2009,
mm-hmm.
ALS, but I got some good family yarns from Robbie Fowler. We had dinner on Friday night? Friday night,
Was Bob Fowler a Minnesota native?
Detroit, Royal Oak Tribune.
Oh.
That's why he had so much trouble with Sid. Because Pete Waldmeyer and these guys from Detroit, who would be somewhat critical of the home team, were his heroes. So he showed up and wanted to put a little bit of an edge into his coverage of a losing team. And the great man was the sports editor then and didn't really go for that too well. Right. So, yeah, he wanted us to remember who we wanted to win, you know, so back then. So,
your guy did pull another Soucheray, Patrick, on Monday before the program. We were just talking about this, that, and the other thing. He's in the other room, and he said, did Ortiz go in as a twin?
I saw a picture of him with Cotton Oliva.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no.
He went in as a Red Sox.
Red Sox, yes. where he hit only 500 of his home runs. Right? Yeah,
that gave me a little chuckle because I knew exactly why you asked that, because I saw the same photo that you did.
Do you realize I had forgotten what an ungodly blunder Calvin made with Cot? 73, he's mad at him, right? He's mad at him because he beat him out of 60,000 that year. Mm-hmm. That was
arbitration or whatever?
No, there's no arbitration. Oh, okay. It's just he held out, and Calvin finally had to give him 5,000 more than he wanted to. Well, the greatest Cot story about negotiating with Calvin is 65. They go to win the American League pennant, go to the World Series. Cot's like 16-13, and Calvin says to him, doesn't make any difference what the team did. This is an individual sport. You didn't pitch as well as you had. I'm going to cut you 5,000. And then he had to battle him like hell to get like a $5,000 raise, you know. So, but he tried to offer him. The next year, Cot goes 25-9, but they don't do well in the standings. He says, this is not an individual sport. This is about the team game. Team game.
Wow.
Calvin, you told me the opposite last year, you know. But he got 60,000 out of him. Calvin was mad at him, and he wasn't pitching great. And in August, he put him on the waivers. And back then, $100. Wow. The White Sox paid $100 for him. He won 20 for the White Sox each of the next 2 years.
Oh, my word.
He developed that rapid pitching style that he had, and he won 20 each of the next 2 years.
Calvin would have made a great politician.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God, he would have.
He'd see anything.
Right. Yes, yes, yeah. Yeah, he would have.
But they had kind words for, Tony had kind words for Calvin. Well, so Calvin, did Cot.
Yeah, yeah, they were, well, Cot was, you know, he had his, Cot's troubles with Tony started when they fired Johnny Sain, who he loved, the pitching coach, and he wrote an open letter to one of the newspapers ripping the Twins during the offseason for firing Johnny Sain, and that irritated them considerably. Yeah. Well, he was always out. There was no union really then, but he was like the leader of complaints about salaries and stuff like that.
You missed a hell of a 3M Open, in which the leader for 3.5 days urinated it away.
Oh, God. Unbelievable. Scott Piercy. I was reading all about it. I didn't get to see it, obviously. But I, for some reason, I think you're the same way. About the last 6 years, I always root for Tony Finau when he's in close because of all the heartbreaks that he's had. So I was thrilled beyond belief at 8 o'clock at night when I finally looked at my phone and saw that, what? The other guy was ahead by 5 strokes.
Well, that's
what
a big happened. Time winner for that tournament.
Yes, it is. That's a nice winner. Yes, it is.
But Piercy reminded me of Mike Donald losing to Hale Irwin in the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, I was rooting for him, a journeyman who's.
Yeah, I hadn't
doesn't
won,
win
I
hadn't, much.
I hadn't won in 9 years or something.
I thought he physically ran out of gas. Saturday, he walked around carrying his shoe because he had such a blister on his foot that he ended up carrying his shoe instead of wearing it.
There's nothing that drives you crazier than a six-hour rain delay when it's not really because of rain, right?
Yeah, they were worried. Played.
They saw some lightning in Crookston or
big
something.
Deal.
And they
you talking about
play.
Saturday?
Yeah. Saturday, 6.5-hour rain delay.
Oh, wow. Well, I
how'd
got
how'd they get
pounded.
It played, by the way? Are we that dark? Are
they
we
started
do we
again
stay
at 6-ish, and they must have finished. 8:30.
They must have finished when it was damn near dark.
It was getting dark.
So, yeah, well, good. I guess the crowd, I talked to, I exchanged texts with Hollis. He said the crowds were okay.
Yeah, they were good.
Not, not, not fantastic.
What's okay. the? I was going to ask you this, Pat. What's the contract with that? Are they going to be in trouble with all the guys leaving Liv of maintaining
these
this?
These are the tournaments that are in trouble because 25 of those Liv guys would have been playing here.
Right.
You know, Pat Casey and guys like that. How about Matsuyama, though?
Hideki?
Yeah. He's going, supposedly, to Liv.
Really?
So, but he's committed to this tournament.
Yeah.
Shoots 77 and withdraws.
Yeah.
And I was talking to somebody. It appears that he plunked a couple looking for an excuse to get the hell out of here now that he's – now it's not official that he's leaving. But when I saw that 77, I said, yeah, he must be ready to take off because – you know, he didn't want to stick around and play three more days.
That's, why can't I think of his name? That's his bit.
Dustin Johnson.
Justin Johnson's bit.
Yeah, he's a Liv guy.
He hit it in the water last year on 18 on Saturday, Friday, when he found out if he made par, he's going to make the cut.
The Trumper's a big fan of Liv.
Oh, God. Well, yeah, they're playing his golf courses.
Right.
There's some thought that this is all part of the Saudi plan to put money in the Trumper's pocket. They're paying huge. It was his course in England, too, right?
Glen Eagles?
In Scotland, that they played one of the first ones. I thought he owned the course.
Clarkie had a great line the other day. He won the British Senior.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of four guys now who's won the Open and the Senior Open.
Oh, really?
And they're playing that at Glen Eagles. That's not a Trump course, is it?
I don't think so.
And so the very formal British interviewer talking to him afterwards, says, Clarkie, what are you going to put in the jug? And just one word answer. And Clark says, options. It'll be good, but it's options.
How's Clarkie looking? He's got the beard going or not?
A little heavy and a little aged.
Boy,
don't we all?
He's only 53, though.
Everybody loves that guy.
Yeah.
So wait a minute here now. Tony Dow died? Did I hear you guys say that?
Wally.
I looked it up, and at least he outlived Eddie Haskell by 2 years.
Right.
Oh, that's right. I forgot we lost Eddie.
Eddie died. Ken Osmond, I looked it up. He died 2 years
ago. Was it folklore? Did Ken Osmond have a kid who went to Crete?
Okay,
and he was here for the father-son or father-daughter dance.
Really?
A couple years ago.
He was in town
that's
once
what I heard,
and had a little... A little get
who
together?
Knows? Who knows?
You get together? No, I don't know about that. I don't know.
June's not alive, is she? June
God, she'd be.
Hugh Beaumont can't
Barbara
be alive.
Barbara Billingsley.
Jerry Mathers is still alive, I think.
Is he?
Look it up, Reeves. Jerry Mathers, the Beaver. But he wasn't quoted as saying something fond about Tony
Dow. Like.
Barbara died in 2010.
Okay.
Oh, she did okay then. She best have been 85. Was she 85?
She died. She was born in 1915. She was
70s.
No, 1915 to 2010. That's almost 100 years. So she was.
Oh God,
95.
Well,
95.
You know, when you live a good, clean life like she
June,
did, she and very tolerant.
Look up Jerry Mathers.
She even got along with Eddie Haskell and Lumpy, for God's sake. She got along with all of them.
Jerry is 74, and he's still with us, 74 years old.
As hokey as that whole thing was, Eddie Haskell is an all-time great character.
Oh, he's a great character.
Because we all knew a guy like that.
Oh, yeah.
We all knew a guy who could schmooze up your mother, you know, and make her think he was a hell of a guy when he was... If she left $3 hanging out there, he would have stolen it.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Jerry Mathers, born June 2nd, 1948, in Sioux City, Iowa. So, there you go.
Well, neither Tony or Jerry were heard from much after.
No, Tony did not.
But he
have
had an active career.
Tony, what did he do?
Oh, he
what
directed was he ever stuff. In, but he was on TV shows.
Not much. Well, not much.
Not enough that we would have known. There was a second coming of Beaver in the 80s. They were all on. I don't remember that.
Yeah.
It was called The New Leave It to Beaver.
Right.
I bet that lasted 3 weeks.
It lasted a couple of years.
Yeah, Johnny had it in his newscast earlier today.
Did it? Wow. Well, you know what I don't like? They don't tell us why a guy died most of the now anymore.
Tony had the cancer.
He did have the cancer.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, not good that he had the cancer.
Right. I know what you mean.
Good that we know what he
died. We had the information. Yes.
I want the information.
How did James Caan die? Do we even know?
I don't know.
He
By the way, if you were in the If you were in either Goodfellas or The Sopranos, you better start hiding.
Right.
Paul Sorvino. Now, right, how many of them? One a week are dying that played the Italian gangster.
What was he in The Sopranos?
He wasn't.
No, he was in Goodfellas.
He was the boss in Goodfellas. Yeah. And he was the guy in the prison with the having the wine delivered and the meats and the cooking this. He was the cook in the prison. Was with the boys' club in the prison that he was. He was great as the boss. But there's such a cross section between that movie and The Sopranos and our minds, and they're all dropping dead left and right. Pesci's still alive though, right?
I believe so. Yep.
Yeah, not many.
Ray Liotta's gone.
God, I saw he's in this series Blackbird, which is a six-parter that's terrific. It's on Apple TV, I think. But he looked terrible. So it was taped within the last year. Huh. When you see that, you're thinking, ooh, there was something going on here.
What? Nero's still around.
Yes. What did they decide killed Ray Liotta? Was it a heart attack or what?
I don't know.
Did they
tell us? I can look that up.
He looked. Doesn't look good in that movie.
Maybe Ray lived hard.
Yeah,
fighting chance.
Yeah, could be.
So. I loved him in a Jeff Daniels movie. Where he goes back to the high school reunion.
Mm.
Who's the gal I'm thinking of?
Something Wild? No.
I think it was called Something Wild.
The one with Melanie Griffith?
Yeah.
He was her.
Wasn't he your ex-husband?
Ex-husband, boyfriend, yeah. That's kind of where he came. That's kind
that
of
his big deal.
It. Yes. Then, that was a great movie.
Well, he also was in the
And the fact that Melanie Griffith, the young Melanie Griffith, showed complete nudity has nothing to do with that being a great movie.
No.
In fact, if I'm watching it and that comes up, I just fast forward it.
Yeah,
I
don't need that.
Liotta apparently died in his sleep May 26, 2022 in Santo Domingo of the Dominican Republic.
Yes.
During the filming of Dangerous Waters, no cause of death has still been revealed.
Sounds like a heart attack. When you die in your sleep, there's a damn good chance it's a heart attack, right?
Speaking of,
I don't want to do that. I want 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I want 15 minutes.
All right. Bleep you.
No. I want to, just in case.
Right.
You know, I didn't mean it.
Speaking of the Live Tour, have you guys seen the hot new rumor who Greg Norman is going after now for the Live Tour?
No.
Charles Barkley.
Yes, to be TV.
Yeah. Oh. Well, he's not to play, for God's sakes.
But don't you think if they do recruit him for TV, they're going to make him play in the events?
No, he can't play.
He can't play.
And they don't
a gimmick anyway.
No, they won't. No, they want him to do TV, and they're offering him ungodly amount of money. Yeah. Less work than he does on TNT.
Is he done with basketball?
No, he has
he still does two more years.
Oh.
TNT contract. Yeah, they wouldn't let him out. But he was quoted last week as saying...
I think he was out with Dan Patrick.
I think everybody's way too paranoid about this thing. Let him play. And I say let him play too, but don't put him in the world golf rankings because they're playing 54 holes.
Right.
And that ain't championship golf, sorry. So who won last... Oh, they didn't have one this week. This week they're at... Trump's course, right? New Jersey?
Right. They don't even make the scoreboard in the paper, do they?
No. So far, they're still only being streamed on their own special station, so you can only watch them on the computer. Is that it?
What's that? Sorry, I was listening.
I have no interest.
No, I don't either. Who cares?
I don't care.
Same 48.
What kind of women are in Santa?
Oh, some big old women.
I would just say that.
That's a gold mine for Weight Watchers.
That is every conversation about Santa.
Anytime I get the chance.
You know, he's such a hell of a guy.
Oh, he is, yeah.
And well-rounded.
Yes, yeah. He's a conservative financially guy, but he also thinks there's idiots who are, fighting, on the other
side. Did you ever read the story about him befriending a Japanese businessman?
Yes, this little guy became his best buddy.
Oh, my God, it's a great story.
It is. It's terrific. This little weaselly guy.
The guy was an entrepreneur.
Met him in a bar, right?
Met him in a bar at an airport.
Bought him a drink at an airport bar. And
ended up going to his funeral.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and the guy was, he'd have him with him at times, and it was just a... And his kids were saying it was a great friendship. Yeah. They were just, I told you, I got to tell you again, he's walking out of with the dream team. He's sitting at the bar for 45 minutes with Silas McKinney, and I was sitting next to him listening, and next to Silas. And when he's leaving, this fellow comes over and says, Charles, and there's a guy over there who's 25 years old, but had birth defect, he'd been, crippled his whole life, right? Yeah. I know we're not supposed to say that. Charles goes over there, you figure to say hello, he sits down and talks to the guy for a half hour.
Yep. That's fantastic.
And then Brian McIntyre, the PR guy for the NBA back then, the great guy, says, best guy we got in the league.
Yep.
Anything you want, if it's reaching out to poor folks or, he said he's the best.
He was raised right.
He was raised by his
grandma.
Yeah, that's right. Something like that. Yeah, he was a chunk when he played for Auburn, the round mound of rebound, and then. But I always thought that there were better that Pippen and some of these guys might be better forwards, but when I saw him play with the Great Dream Team. And they started him. He belonged on that top five.
Oh, for sure.
All-time top five. For sure. He was that good. But he's the guy that, they beat. He basically punched the kid from Angola who was guarding him too close, elbowed him in the head. And they were beating him 130-12 or something, And he says, why did that, Charles, the NBA guys could BS with Charles. They just, the guys who were there and said, Charles, Angola. Yeah. What do you do that to that poor kid for? He says, bleep Angola.
He also said, did he say something about another country? And somebody asked, well, what do you think of the scouting report of this particular country? All I know is they in trouble.
They in trouble, yeah. That's right. I'll tell you, I've said it. I saw him go on a floor in 92 up in Portland because they had to play in that Tournament of Americas. Hair raised up on my arms.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not the world's biggest NBA fan, but all of a sudden they're all out there. I was like, holy
What do we think of him if he goes to live?
Take the money. What the hell? Yeah. What difference does it make? To be an announcer and, but they got to realize he ain't going to go. He's not going to go by script.
Right.
They better get ready for him to say some stuff.
Right.
Well, they better get a television contract, too, if they're going to hire Barkley. Or maybe they'll just do everything online.
Well,
the
thinking must be that he'd get them a television contract.
That's true.
But I don't know. Do they want – I think they're afraid that they would not have any sponsors.
Because of the connection, sure. I could see that.
I think that the connection to Saudi Arabia would not cause the big corporations in America certainly aren't going to get on board and buy ads for them. So, but it's a disaster. I think.
Speaking of golf and ads, what a perfect time to talk about Giants Ridge.
They aren't going to accept Liv.
Liv ain't going to show up at Giants Ridge.
They're afraid of it.
Even though it's home to the two best courses in the state, not to mention the country. The Legend and the Quarry, where now through August 29, play the Legend and the Quarry on the same day for one great rate with lunch on them between rounds at the Wakuta Grill, one of the finest, most peaceful overlooks in all of northern Minnesota. You can see that on the 3D course flyovers of the Legend and the Quarry at GiantsRidge.com. Really a golfing destination. A lot of great golfers in this country want to play the Legend and the Quarry.
It's a hell of a golf.
It's a bucket list destination.
You're not BSing about anything here. No. They're a great golf course.
Also, if you're thinking about his family vacation destination, there's water recreation, biking, hiking, the newest and largest lift serve mountain bike park in the Midwest, dining, lodging, and more. If you want to make a tee time online, you may at GiantsRidge.com or by calling Giants Ridge at 218-865-8085. 8:30.
Yes, sir.
Vikings' first full practice tomorrow. Are you going to be there,
That's
Joe?
That's a bad sign, man. That means
you're
summer's
gonna
over.
You going to be there?
No, I'm not going
to
be there.
Boy, we can make that long trek to that hotbed of activity.
Yeah.
The middle of nowhere.
In Eagan.
In Eagan. I'm done with them without going. Mankato was a destination. It was some place to go to and say, oh, they're down here. The Vikings are in town. Who cares if they're in Eagan?
No At the one. Tria Center or whatever it's called. Some orthopedic, is it Summit?
Yeah.
Or who's got
Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center.
The hell with them. I think they have the same.
Is this the mini camp or the real camp?
This is the real camp.
Oh, man, that means summer's over.
We play in 2 weeks.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
August 17th.
Oh, no.
3 weeks.
I used to look forward to that.
Look at it.
No, that's terrible. That is terrible.
Well, the one nice thing, though, is we now only have 3 preseason games.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's all they got rid of, right? Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't.
But we added the 17th
game. They only have 7 road games. They should have a good year. They got 9 home games, and then the Saints game is in London.
I was going to say they got a Europe game.
Neutral court. So they only have 7 real
home
games.
How are they expected to do in the old division?
They'll be a playoff team this year.
They probably win the division because the Packers, Aaron Rodgers just came back. He knows they've had their shot. He came back for the money. His receiver, the difference maker, signed elsewhere. They didn't bring him back. They're not going to be very good, I don't think. They got the same advantages as the Twins do. Lousy division, I think.
Speaking of your Twins, both Buxton and Sano are in the lineup.
Where is Miguel Miggy playing first?
He is.
Give me the lineup.
Buxton, Correa, Polanco, Garlic, Miranda, Urshela, Kirilloff, Sanchez, and Sano will round out batting ninth.
Garlic, how about that? What would have the odds been 2 years ago that Kyle, or 3 years ago, that Kyle Garlic could be hitting fourth against lefties, right? Fourth?
Mm-hmm. Now a must-watch game.
Yes.
Oh, yes. You got
to
watch.
Just to see Miggy and Buck.
I think you're humiliating him, though. You got to bat him seventh, don't you?
But you're going to put him in front of Kirilloff?
Ninth.
No, I don't know. It must be obviously a lefty.
It's a left-handed pitcher.
There's no DH in this game,
is
correct?
Sanchez catching again.
Yeah,
right?
Miranda's the DH, and Sanchez is catching.
Wait, I thought does the NL now have DH?
Yes.
Yes, way to go.
What the hell's happened?
You heard it here first,
what
ladies.
What happened? How did I miss that?
I don't know. That is the amazing.
You heard it here first.
Oh, and that's not good.
I looked it up the other day. The hitting is down so much. The batting average for all of baseball is .242.
Wow.
Which is 2 points lower than last year when the NL National League have the DH. Right. Did have pitchers hitting. How can we be worse offensively hitting-wise with the pitchers hitting in one of the leagues?
It's a mystery, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You heard it here first.
I'm up on the game.
What the hell? Tony Oliva, in the Hall of Fame, my favorite all-time Twins player and personality, and I love the guy, so I was very happy for him.
I'm happy for him, too.
He was very
relieved.
Does
his brother got to go back to Cuba?
Yeah.
Why not just hide here?
He's got two brothers here. Juan Carlos came in, and the other one was the $8 million guy, but Juan Carlos was his kid brother, who pitched for the Cuban national team for 15 years.
Hmm.
Yeah. So I actually saw him pitch in one of the Olympics.
I've been watching a lot of the Hemingway documentary. I think it's a repeat Ken Burns deal.
Yeah.
Cuba was nice when Ernie had a place there.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. He's hard to live with, though. I watched the what was the name of the last, the one, the battle, the other reporter? Marjorie or something. She was as feisty as him, though, man.
Yeah.
He wanted to control the situation with the wives. That
I
was
think
it.
So.
But he was also one of those guys that if he got a date, he married him, right?
Yeah.
So anyway.
All right.
He had the wandering eye, Ernest did. And anyway. Yeah, that's a very good. I've watched it. I watched it about a year ago.
Yeah.
So it's really good. All right, that was a hell of a Monday night sports
show. I think their money's worth today.
Tuesday edition. Brainerd, this weekend, bikes. They're scary to death, but you'll enjoy watching them.
Beautiful.
You have heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I advocate that you give Josh a call is simple. Trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said, through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns. And while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seeing in returns. Yes, that is more common than you would like to think. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad that you did.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Royce is a paid endorser.
Patrick Royce for the Canopy Group. As you set out to explore Minnesota this summer, think about this. I didn't even know this. There are 234 cities in Minnesota with a population over 2,500, and the Canopy Group has clients in all but seven of those. Why is this fact important? Because the Canopy Group's experience in all those Minnesota cities gives them a unique edge in getting you the best home and auto insurance coverage at the best price. Remember, the Canopy Group offers 16 insurance companies for a reason. That's to match your specific situation for your area with the absolute best insurance company for you. This is done every year because your specific situation may change. This experience working throughout Minnesota provides thousands of Canopy Group clients the peace of mind that knowing that Canopy Group is working for them. Please visit thecanopygroup.com today.